I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. North Korea is on the radar again, but this time it's not for nuclear testing. Global Advance's David Shibley explains.
There is the very serious flooding in parts of North Korea. This is against a backdrop of what most nations would consider very serious provocation.
According to CNN, so far there have been 130 deaths with tens of thousands of people affected. Despite North Korea's actions of late, the ministries are having compassion. Alpha Relief, a ministry of global advance, has been distributing aid through North Korea's believers. Shibley says it's a chance to minister with the gospel in a land of darkness. You can help the relief fund. Get the details at missionnews.org. And children's laughter rings out on the street down the road from the city dump in Chimaltenango, Guatemala. The Comprehensive Care Center, or CCC, is now open for tutoring. And that's a first for a city wrought with violence and oppression. Ray Diaz says education is a significant challenge for the indigent poor in Chimaltenango, especially for girls.
Middle school and high schools are impossibilities for most of these kids, especially young girls. We were looking at some of the schools we worked with outside of the city. At elementary, it's about a 50-50 split. Afterwards, middle school and high school, girls just drop out at a staggering rate.
Diaz says prayer and financial support are key to this ministry.
These are real people. These are kids with names that matter. And if you can take time to pray a few minutes a day for these kids, who knows what God's going to do through these kids in their lives and in the families.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world, and sometimes it's overwhelming. So let's be part of the solution. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a PrayerCast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.